The rugged terrain below is Taliban country. Taliban rebels were never rooted out of these hills despite the U.S.-led military action in 2001. 5 years later, the insurgents have regrouped, better armed and organized than ever. According to military and narcotics experts, this is what is fueling the Taliban insurgency. Senior U.S. National Drug Control Policy official Patrick Ward says Taliban rebels often force farmers to grow poppy.
They are coercing farmers and sharecroppers to grow. They are holding them accountable to grow. They are providing credit to them and putting farmers and sharecroppers into debt over time so that they can hold that over their heads, as well as threatening their lives.
Ward says cultivation of opium poppies brings tens of millions of dollars to the Taliban coffers. Afghan poppies produce an estimated 90% of the world's heroin. The Afghan government is fighting back. It has hired private American security contractors to destroy any known poppy fields. For some farmers, it is a painful step. "Why don't you just kill me?" this farmer cries. Kabul is developing new programs to train farmers to do other jobs, such as road building and carpentry. Ward says the real solution is to rebuild an economy that has been destroyed by decades of war.
Those type of cash for work programs are meant for short-term effort while a more comprehensive development comes in and plants, for example, fruit-bearing orchards, which are going to take 3 years to start bearing fruit.
But not all farmers want to stop growing poppy. More poppies means more violence, according to NATO commanders who have taken control of southern Afghanistan from a U.S.-led coalition. The mission now facing NATO is one of the most difficult in the organization's 57-year history. It will try to stabilize a region racked with Taliban-led violence and a growing drug trade. U.S. Major General Benjamin Freakley.
"We're going into valleys, into areas where the enemy has operated with impunity before, and we're putting pressure on the enemy there. The local elders say, 'Where have you been?'"
Military officials say Taliban rebels have adopted some of the tactics used by Iraqi insurgents, such as roadside bombs and suicide bombers. 40 roadside bombs exploded in the last month. The Taliban are getting help from Al-Qaeda bomb makers and Arab fighters abroad. But they are supported by Afghans at home as well. A routine visit to this village by a British unit recently turned into a six-hour firefight with its residents. As soon as the soldiers left, the Taliban returned.
"Holy war is right here in front of our homes, even if we are too poor to fight in America."
More and more NATO patrols are venturing into poppy-growing regions in search of the enemy. They are confident that with persistence, they will succeed. Jeff Swikeward, VOA TV.